Indonesia has become the latest country now to restrict access to social media platforms, with a second night of violent protests rocking the capital, Jakarta, after President Joko Widodo was declared the official winner of the national elections. Six people have so far been killed in the violence. Hundreds have been arrested, though the president says the security situation is now under control. But the protests could continue as Joko Widodo's rival, Prabowo Subianto, has announced he will lodge a legal challenge to the result. He's alleging massive electoral fraud. Dina Afrianti is an expert in Indonesian politics at Melbourne's La Trobe University. Dina Afrianti, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
President Widodo is urging calm, and even Prabowo Subianto, his rival, who he defeated, is calling for his supporters to protest peacefully. But as we've seen, many Indonesians are just refusing to accept this election result. Do you think these protests will be brought to an end without further bloodshed?
Yes, I think the latest development is last night. The police had been able to make an agreement with two groups, larger groups in the protests, and one of them allegedly to be somewhat unclear whether they are really affiliated with Prabowo camps or whether they are the paid thugs. And the police has in fact confiscated some of the evidence indicating that there might be, certain faction from the Prabowo supporters who, you know, not genuinely in the street to stage a peace protest.
Okay, but if they are Prabowo Subianto supporters, how much of this is a result of the fact that he is refusing to accept defeat in this election? He's announced he will challenge these results at the Constitutional Court, which is what he did last time. How much has that contributed to this outcome?
Yeah, I think the problem is because it was just recently, just yesterday, that Prabowo finally decided that he will go to the Constitutional Court, because previously the Prabowo camps many times mentioned in social media and also in the public mainstream media that they will not choose to go to the Constitutional Court given what happened to them in 2014. So they see that there is no use of using the Constitutional Court, and that's why they've been prior to 21st of May, they were calling for their supporters to stage a protest for 3 days. And in that video that was circulated, they said by going into the street, that's how they are going to reclaim the victory, and then Prabowo will win. So back to the question whether now we can be hopeful that the protest will stop. I think the police has made a terrific job by not being involved in by not, you know, using
sort of live bullets and things like that.
Yeah. And that the fact that they've been trying, I've been following on the national TV,
yep,
from Indonesia, and how the police use a very calm approach and persuasive approach, and I think that's really gained the support from the wider public, and even some of the Prabowo supporters who fought it for Prabowo said that this is embarrassing for Prabowo not to declare defeat.
I'll come back to the results in a moment, but just to say with the protests, do you think the police been instructed to behave with calm by the president, by Joko Widodo? And what about this move now from the chief security minister ordering restrictions on phone and video sharing on social media platforms? What's that about? What are they trying to control there?
Yeah, I think because during the election, even prior to the election season, the social media platform, including WhatsApp, is actually has been used by both camps to share hoaxes, fake news, and et cetera. And I think the government is really doesn't want to see that, news being reproduced, and they, spreading fake news, because even on that first night of the protest, of the riots, in the morning, there was already video circulated saying that the police were attacking mosques. And this is, of course, something that the government would not have to see, in because that's exactly what the aim of the perpetrators. They want to mobilize the mass, the ummah, that, you know, if something can unite them, that's something like, oh, the police and the government are taking the most.
Right.
And so
they're trying to stop misinformation spreading, are they?
Sorry?
So they're trying to stop misinformation spreading.
Yes. Yeah, they're trying to stop the misinformation. And that's because also what happened in the 2017, there was a video that was circulating being doctored by certain groups, by an individual that led to the mass protest against the former governor of Basuki Cahaya Purnama. So I guess they were trying to prevent that to happen.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 19 minutes to nine. Our guest is Dina Afrianti. She's an expert in Indonesian politics at La Trobe University. Dina, back to the result itself. So Prabowo Subianto is challenging in the court. As we said, he said there's been widespread cheating. It would have to be fairly widespread to account for the size of his loss. 17 million votes different, I think, between Joko Widodo's result and the support for Prabowo Subianto. Is there any evidence tendered that there has been mass-wide cheating?
Yeah, well, it's not possible. Like, you know, many commentators, including the former judges from the Constitutional Court, it's pretty difficult to turn the result in favor to Prabowo. And also, this is a desperate move, I guess, from Prabowo, because two of the party coalitions who were part of the Prabowo campaign was already congratulated Jokowi. That is the Democrat Party, led by the former president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, and also the National Mandate Party. So it's mainly now Prabowo and the Islamist Party, the PKS, the Islamist Party, who were not concede defeat. So I guess, you know, everyone, and that's probably why Prabowo is getting really, you know, upset. And of course, Indonesians, wider public seen this as a desperate move. But again, the success of the police in making negotiation last night is a great achievement. And hopefully that will be able to stop, other supporters to go to the street again today. And also one thing I need to mention, one of the big supporters of Prabowo, who is from the Islamist, who is one of the prominent Islamic preachers, passed away last night. And that, you know, for the Muslim community, it's an obligation for them to respect and then to go to the mosque and then to do all the rituals. So I don't know, but my guess today, I think it will be more calm. It will be calmer than yesterday and then 2 days ago. And then, yeah, and today Prabowo will go to the Constitutional Court with all the evidence that they have gathered.
Dina Afrianti, let's hope you're right and it is calm today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dina Afrianti is an expert in Indonesian politics at Melbourne's La Trobe Uni. Australia has issued travel advisories for Indonesia, warning of an increased risk of violence.